Well, Ruben, great to meet you.
You too, Garth.
I've just literally lobbed here at Rix's Creek, and here you are in front of a microphone telling us a bit about your work life. So I appreciate that. Obviously, we'll talk about Rix's Creek and your time here, which is 22 years. Coming to a close,
Yeah, retiring
pretty much.
at the end of the month. Yeah,
Right, okay. So, gee,
pretty
that's.
close. Next week, end of next week.
How's that feel?
Fantastic.
Dumb to think about that.
Oh, no, it's good. Yeah,
Yeah.
looking forward to the next chapter in life and can't wait.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to how that happened, but let's talk about what was happening for you, even how you got into this industry. Has that been your predominant sort of career path since you left school?
No, not at all. I was born and bred on a family farm out at Maules Creek near Boggabri, Narrabri, and went to school out there. Grew up there, worked on the farm for quite a few years. And that game, which is a great lifestyle but a lousy way to make a living sometimes, so the 80s and 90s sort of didn't do a lot for us, and we ended up sort of moving off farm to make enough money to support the family, and ended up in earth moving in a way, and hence into mining.
And where were you? Where was the earth moving away?
Up in that area, up
Yep.
home, did a little stint at Vickery Mine in the 90s, and it closed down. I went and worked for myself for a while back in the agricultural industry, and yeah, went broke and didn't do too well, and the mining industry was on a bit of an upturn again and picking up. So applied for a job here, and in them days you come down here and you met the manager and the deputy manager and had a quick 10-minute chat just through there, and then went out and jumped on a couple of bits of gear to see if you knew what you were talking about, and that was it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And who were those blokes at the time?
Manager was Gary Bailey,
Yep.
been here a long time, and great fellow. And Tony Lang was the deputy manager, and yeah, still sort of catch up with them guys occasionally.
Yeah.
Both retired now,
Yeah.
but yeah, no, they were the sort of run the show there.
So in that sort of instance, did you think, well, this looks like it could be a good place to work based on what you saw then?
Yeah, based on that,
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
the small, it was a family-owned business, which appealed to me. It wasn't too big. It was probably a similar size or smaller than what I'd worked on up at Gunnedah, for a small, short period of time. Yeah, and it was just that environment of the place, the whole sort of feel of the place. It was good. It wasn't too big, and there was a bit of common sense about the whole place, you know, and that sort of fitted in with me pretty good. Yeah.
So tell us about your early, the jobs that you were doing early on when you came here to Rix's Creek.
Pretty much ended up on night shift within a couple of weeks, operating machinery. So, trucks, dozers, graders, whatever, dragline, because I was a dragline operator, would learnt that skill up at Gunnedah. And that, I think that helped me over the line to get here, because it wasn't a skill that a lot of people had. Yeah, so that was predominantly it. We were working Monday to Friday night shift, and did that for 3.5 years. Then on afternoon shift for another 18 months, still operating machinery, same sort of equipment. Then on to day work in I think the 5th year, and the opportunity to come along to do a bit of work on the shot and the shot firing blasting side of it. So I had a bit of a crack at that, and yeah, enjoyed it. Did it casually for a while, and I've been doing it full time now for probably, I don't know, I'll say 12 years or something like that, 12 or 13 years. So, yeah.
And what do you make of that sort of, I guess, that ability or tendency for the for management to say, well, okay, we're happy for you to try something else. Have you sort of seen that with other people as well?
Yeah, I have here. Yeah, no, the opportunity's there to do that. And if there's a lot of people here now, so probably the skill set, it might be harder to get through different things. But no, if you're keen to have a go and you stick it out around here, you'll get the opportunity. It's been good.
Something else I wanted to touch on was, that they talk a lot about the family aspect to Bloomfield and obviously Rix's Creek. Has that been your experience? Have you sort of felt that sort of family connection, A, as a business, as a company, but B, as a sort of a culture of the place?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When I started here, so the Cairn family, the Bloomfield Group owners for a lot of years, and it's still within the family in a way. So that culture was, especially in the early days when I started, was definitely like that. I think as the business has grown and the organisation has got a lot bigger than it probably appears to have lost a lot of that. But the people involved in it, you know, that's still there in a way if you delve into it. And people that have been here long term, you know, still know that. Mm. So, and for me personally, you know, it, when I first started, the company really helped me a lot, and I'll never forget it. You know, there's a lot of people in this organisation that sort of went above and beyond to help me out, and so I'll never be backwards saying that, and appreciate it, and always sort of had a good crack to help me out back. Mm. So that's just the way it's been for me.